Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, all my beautiful friends out there. I hope that you are well, and we're going to get right into our topic for today of living naturally in an increasingly synthetic world and staying healthy while keeping the balance. I want to know how you guys feel about this. Obviously, if you're listening to my show, you're someone who lives intentionally and doesn't sleepwalk through your life. But I know for me, it's a challenge of feeling like I have one foot in the natural world and one foot in the synthetic world because our world is constantly changing. And I'm always striving to keep the middle, stay in the middle, find that balance between doing what I can to feel good and protect my family and stay healthy, and then letting go of the circumstances that I can't control. And I want to know how you guys feel about that. What is it like for you? I want to share some of my triumphs and successes and some of my struggles in the area of living naturally. And I also want to hear about yours. Do you ever feel bombarded with information about harmful chemicals or exposure to toxins? Do you ever feel like it's just too much? It's too much to know or keep up with, or how can you be on the defense that much in life? This is something that's been of interest to me, especially since I am now part of a family with children. And I want to tell you the difference in my life and what I've noticed that's given me a lot more awareness and compassion for parents and business owners and people who are just busy and living their lives, because it takes a lot of time to be natural and to be healthy. And that's one thing that I have been very aware of since becoming a mom. Before I met my husband and adopted a child and became a stepmom to two adult children, my life was very different because my life centered around seeing clients, being of service to others in the capacity of what I do. I hold space for others for them to do their own healing work, and I'm constantly doing healing work. And that was my focus. So for many years, the time that I wasn't seeing clients was restorative self-care time. And I had really gotten pretty good at lowering my footprint and my consumption of products. I didn't live completely off the grid, but I was pretty close. And I really enjoyed that. And that became normal to me. And I sort of forgot that that's not how most people live. So I meet this amazing man with this beautiful family, and he has this little boy that has become his son too, and he has two amazing grown children. And I get married and I insert myself into this family, and it felt like stepping onto another planet, almost like I married into the Matrix. And as I say that, I want to be very clear that there's no blame or judgment or snobbery in what I'm saying. I remembered that most people were living like this, that most people were not knowing about the chemicals that they were exposing themselves to through the products that they were using or the harmful chemicals in the foods that they were eating. I remembered, and I'd gotten pretty far away from living like that. So it was a shocking contrast and it was a huge adjustment for me. And I'm guessing that a lot of you can relate to what I'm saying, because when you have children and they are busy and they are in school and they are in sports and you are running your own business too, and life is fast, it's easier to make the unhealthy choices. It's easier to make the lazy choices that are not good for our bodies or the earth. And so it's taken a lot of effort, but it's been totally worth it. And what I ended up doing was focusing on diet first. When I came into instant motherhood to a 7-year-old, he had kidney disease and he was already on blood pressure medication, kidney medication that was giving him serious gastrointestinal side effects. He was in the hospital a lot. His kidney specialist was saying that he was going to need a new kidney and that he would be on a donor list quite soon. So I took that as my top priority and helped him to clean up his diet. And the one thing I'll say for my sweet family is they were completely receptive to making healthy changes. And that's very important because I know a lot of people don't have that if they're trying to make a positive change at home. Lots of times there's a lot of resistance to any kind of change. And that's normal because change can be scary for people. So I want to give a huge amount of gratitude to my people, my little tribe, because they responded really well to the dietary changes that we implemented initially. And now I'm really happy to say my son will be 12 coming up in just a few months, and his kidney is perfectly fine and he is well and he is not on any medication anymore. And he learned how to eat real food, but he hadn't known how to do that before. And I know a lot of people don't. And I completely get it because I saw with my husband's schedule and running his own business, and he was raising this child on his own, what in the world was he supposed to do? And he didn't really have time to educate himself like I have taken the time to learn about how to use food as medicine. So that's where I started. When I inserted myself into this family, I started to remove the harmful chemicals from the food that was being eaten. And that made some profound health changes and transformation. And that's all fine and good. But I did not tackle the issue of harmful chemicals in the laundry products, the cleaner, the personal care products. I didn't even go there. And that was a struggle for me. It was challenging for me, but I knew instinctively that you do have to be gentle with bringing these changes in with your loved ones. And that's something that I wanted to encourage you and